Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, boy. Listen, man, I've been trying to keep it positive. I'm focused on Atlanta. I am, you know, had a nice Christmas. Things are good. I'm seeing the good in the world. All right, Toby?
As you should.
However, Nick Sirianni is just a child and just continues to piss me off. This goes back to when he completely out of nowhere and for no reason just tried to throw a cheap shot at Art Monk. And he's been on my bleep hole radar ever since. Sirianni, for whatever reason, now this is Jeff McClain is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This dude McClain's a real deal. He knows what he's doing. He's not making stuff up. He's not joking around in the content world. He ain't fishing for clicks. He has a podcast up in Philadelphia. I believe it's for Odyssey. And he covers the Eagles. He explained this story about Nick Sirianni and Zach Ertz on his latest podcast.
The bad blood was on display during the game and after. Oddly enough, between Sirianni and former Eagles tight end Zach Ertz. The two had to be separated during post-game handshake. Sirianni didn't have much to say about it after the game.
What was the nature of the interaction with Zach Ertz after the game? It looked like he was pretty...
Congrats to each other.
Ertz told an Inquirer reporter, I'll let him comment on what was said. To me, we just exchanged holiday pleasantries and kept it moving. But according to sources close to the incident, here's what really happened. Ertz went to shake Sirianni's hand, could tell the coach was agitated, so instead gave him a high five. Sirianni didn't like the intensity of Ertz's hand slap and mocked him because he had only one catch and told him he essentially did nothing to contribute to the Commander's win. Ertz took exception and got in Sirianni's face, but the coach's escort, as always, Dom DeSandro, jumped in and held Ertz back and ushered a defeated Sirianni to the tunnel. Sirianni later called Ertz and apologized over a Zoom conference call, sources said. The former Eagles tight end played for the coach in his first year in Philadelphia before getting traded to the Cardinals midseason. Publicly, Ertz and Sirianni were complimentary of each other after their short stint together in 2021.
God, can you be more of a loser? Yo, your team just lost. Not to mention, Ertz came back 1 week after having a concussion.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, he had a catch that picked up a really important first down. I mean, what a loser. How childish can you be? What a loser.
It's terrible. Terrible. The fact that you're offended at the intensity of a high five after a hard-fought game like that, you're going to call him out post-game, say you didn't do anything. What are we doing? What are you doing? That is just, it's a horrible look for Sirianni. Just add it to the list of things that are horrible looks for Sirianni. I don't understand why that's your mindset postgame. Like, why does he always have to have that chip on his shoulder? You just lost a ball game, concede the fact that you lost, congratulate. And he's a Philadelphia legend. It makes no sense. But it fits with Sirianni.
I mean, what a loser, dude. I mean, what are you doing? Big Dom deserves a raise. Whatever Big Dom's doing, pay him more.
Let him coach the team.
He might be already. I'd like to listen, if you want to call in 800-636-1067, fire away. Phone lines are open. But I want to let all the boys in the aquarium respond to this. Landfill, any words for Coach Sirianni?
Yeah, that guy just seems like a tool. And also, I'm upset about this story because I have to hear more about Big Dom, who is my least favorite person.
I concur with you on that one, by the way.
I've met Dom a few times. He's a nice guy. Dude, he is the most just like low-key, yeah, what's up, dude? Like, yeah. Whatever the fame or whatever has happened to Big Dom, it has not gotten to him. And B swears, Dom was there when B was there.
Wow.
Playing. Dom doesn't age, apparently. He's like
apparently
Batman.
Not.
Jeffrey, any words for Coach Sirianni?
Yeah, man, bleep you. Don't be talking about players. Y'all, then you talking trash. How you gonna give words after y'all just took an L? You should have just kept your head down and went in the locker room. Bleep you.
Hey, correct. 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 White Brian, your first time to weigh in, Nick Sirianni. Now, I know you're a Giant fan, but you've seen the same child do dumb stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, we saw this last year when Big Dom got banned from the sideline and Sirianni was alone. They imploded. He's a little girl.
It is true. Like, Big Dom, when he is not around, somehow it's like Big Dom is dad and Sirianni's the son, and somehow the son gets to do everything and Big Dom has to rein him in whenever he gets out of control. What are we doing? This is a professional head coach.
Dude, I feel like the only reason Sirianni keeps his job is how he doesn't want to look bad. And they're winning games. Like, on some level, maybe he runs good practices or runs a good program, but like, it's just, what are you doing, you child?
Well, and did he used to call plays? He doesn't anymore. Kellen Moore's calling plays on offense. He's not calling defensive plays. He's an offensive guy. So he's the overseer kind of guy. We asked for years, what the heck was Ron doing here, right? Like, what is he doing on game day?
What is Sirianni doing? You do here?
Like, what is Sirianni doing on game days other than instigating the fans and talking trash to the other team after he loses? What are we doing?
What are we? This is just so remarkably stupid and just unprofessional.
Correct.
And, dude, whatever we want to say about the Eagles, they are a really well-run organization. Jeffrey Lurie is always cool, classy. Like, they do everything right from a – like, there's a lot that in the media we see about the organization's totality that probably fans don't get to see or experience, just how things are run. And Philly is a really well-run organization, just period. And for them to have this kind of dude that's just constantly, like, making these little embarrassing incidents – what are you doing?
Yeah, and I mean, to go from a guy in Doug Peterson.
Yo, not to mention Ertz could beat his ass if he wanted to.
It's so true. It's so true. But to go from like a guy like Doug Peterson, you think about their coaches over the years.
Andy Reid?
Yeah, Andy Reid, like good guys. And even though obviously here we can't stand Philadelphia, like the coaches haven't been the problem, right? It's the players. It's the fans. The coach adds into it now. Like, and honestly, he might be public enemy number one.
Well, dude, just for the cheap shot, the completely unnecessary cheap shot against Art Monk a couple years ago. For no reason.
Yes.
All right, so Ertz is 6'5", 250. What do we got Sirianni at?
Let's see.
6'3", I'm guessing 210. I'm also counting on Wikipedia here.
Yeah, I mean.
Wikipedia's got him 6'3", 190. And Ertz is an NFL tight end.
Yeah, NFL tight end, currently playing, starting in the NFL.
What are you doing, you freaking loser? All right, I got the call sheet up here. Is that Co from the Foe on line one? If so, bring him up.
What's up? That's a her. Happy That's holidays, fellas. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man?
Who you mad at?
Hey, don't get mad at me for this, JP, man. I still rock with you, man, but bleep y'all, man, because I think y'all going in a little too hard on Sirianni, man. We don't know exactly what transpired, man. We wasn't right there on the field. JP, you might have been on the field. I don't know. But he said he tried to go up and congratulate the guy, and Ertz slapped the mess out of his hand, man. Like you say, Ertz is 6'5". We don't know what transpired. And then Sirianni got butthurt about it and talked about his play. But that's just what they do on that gridiron. Y'all just...
Hold on.
I'm tired of hearing about Sirianni on Redskins Radio. Let's talk about the game. I'd rather hear about your Christmas dinner yesterday, JP. But I'm tired of hearing about Shawty. We in Washington. I'm tired of hearing about it. We got to get new topics. And Landfill, I think you're a hater too, Landfill. You even hate on Big Dom.
I definitely am a Big Dom hater, absolutely, without question.
I don't think there's any... Like, generally when you call somebody a hater, they want to push back. Like, nah, man, Landfill is a hater. Like, there's no debate about this. Is that correct, James Andrew?
I mean, of Big Dom, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Name another sideline security guy in the NFL. You can't. That's why I hate him.
Sure. You're not wrong, dude. You're not wrong. Now, Toby, I just want you to see the level of professionalism on this call sheet. Someone on line one, it says, come to me next. So let's do that. Why does it
say? What?
Line one said, come to me next.
It said, come to me next. By the way, bleep that caller for defending Nick Sirianni in D.C.
Yeah, that was not what I expected. Like, I don't randomly bring up Sirianni topics throughout the season. They just played them, and he got into it with a Commanders player.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's relevant to us.
Yeah, and Zach Ertz is rightfully fired up about a win in the last second against his rival. What? Stupid Sirianni.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, what up? Who you mad at?
What's going on, y'all? I'm kind of mad at y'all. I the last caller summed it up.
If someone for real?
Slaps my hand. Yeah, man. If someone comes in and slaps my hand, you only had one catch. Hey, man, you going to get this trash talk.
Oh, come on.
Wow. That is two Sirianni defenders. I also don't think he slapped his hand. Like, maybe we need to hear it again. Who was trying to shake hands?
He said they were going in for the handshake. He was fired up, so Zach Ertz gave him a high five instead. Big deal.
I can't believe two callers now have backed up Sirianni. Jay, are you doing a bit, or you honestly feel that way? Is Jay gone?
Maybe yeah, they're trying.
Hey, JP, I gotta bleep you, JP. I gotta.
What
you.
I do?
No. I gotta.
What are you
bleep
mad at? You no, disagreed no. with me about Sirianni.
JP, I gotta say Jeff. Bleep you to Jay and Cole from the Folk, because why are y'all defending people that's not a part of this cult right here?
Preach.
Not a part of this burgundy and gold cult. Hey, look. If Zach don't want to shake his hand, it was probably obviously something before just this game. And look, I don't see Zach Ertz just being a total bleep hole, but bro, nah. Hey, Sirianni, don't dot my man up, bro. Keep it moving. Everybody ain't going to like you. I'm quite sure your mom told you that. Get out of here. And you crying and you're mad? Nah, bleep you. And Cole from the Foe and Jay, I'm disappointed in y'all. I'm really disappointed in y'all.
Preach.
Y'all are defending the other side. Nah, we don't go like that.
Jeff, you know I love you. I often can find some things to be critical of with you. Your last 90 seconds of radio is the best you've ever is the best you've ever been. You are so correct. Like, what are we doing?
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
I'm happy to have a regular Bleep You segment. Like, this doesn't have to be the all Sirianni hour, but like, I'm legit shocked that people are like, nah, man, Ertz high-fived him too hard.
How are they giving the benefit of the doubt to Nick Sirianni over Zach Ertz?
Right, the guy that does this kind of stuff all the time. That's what I would have said to Co before he dropped, is as soon as he randomly insulted Art Monk for no reason, that's when this dude has been on my radar ever since.
Yeah.
Like, he started this.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, if your neighbor keeps taking your tools and eventually you don't say anything, they're just going to keep doing it. Like, you got to be mindful of
yes.
it. Yes. Is that Jupe on line three? Let's try Jupe. Jupe, who you mad at, buddy?
I'm mad at these crybaby, whiny. Now we see where these Eagle fans get it from. Nick Sirianni type crying. Still about the loss from Sunday. All this, Jalen Hurts didn't get concussed. It'd have been a different story. Well, guess what? The whole game was fluky because B-Rob don't fumble like that. That's the first game him and D. Daniels threw more than one pick. Like, the whole game was fluky. We came out with a W. We can make excuses about the first game we played because him and D. Daniels wasn't himself. O-line was banged up, but no, we lost. We just kept it at that, kept it moving. These Eagles fans still to this day, JP, is still crying about the loss, man. Like, move
dude,
on. Go on.
Juke, to that day. Point, listen to this. Thank you for the call, brother. Merry Christmas. My mother-in-law recently had her knee done, right? So she has to go to physical therapy. She was telling me this yesterday at Christmas. At her physical therapy office, it's six women, all huge NFL fans. They all wear NFL gear, like, every day. And they're weirdly mostly Bills fans, but one of them is an Eagles fan. And the Eagles fan was irate all week. The Eagles fans think that Washington, like, stole this game from them. And I don't know if that's because of the Hurts concussion or Gardner Johnson getting ejected. Like, there's some stuff they have to be mad about. But, yo, the Commanders gave you 5 turnovers, and you couldn't win the game. That's on you.
Yes.
5 turnovers.
100%. And like we were talking about before the show, like, injuries happen when you run your quarterback. Things happen. Devontae Smith drops the ball. Yes, the game should have been won by you guys. It was not. And guess what? I'm not going to apologize. How many times has Washington had games stolen from them? I do not care. I do not care one bit about people in Philly's feelings. Too bad you lost. Hold the L.
All right. 2 more calls. Lock up the phones. Mark is in Landover Hills. Mark, what up, man?
Merry Christmas, JP. Merry Christmas, Toby.
Merry Christmas, man.
Hey, guys. I think the first and second caller have a point. But since you're on the subject, bleep Nick Sirianni. Let's move on and get to know about the Atlanta Falcons and how we're going to hang their hide on the barn. As my good man Little would say, and put a 40 burger up on them and take it on home. Enough about those clowns that are still whining like a bunch of little whipped dogs. That's all we're trying to say. Think more like Doc thinks, because he wouldn't be talking about this crap, because it ain't nothing but crap.
Well, Doc's too busy working on his mock draft.
Hey, whatever it takes, buddy. Whatever it takes.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Who knew the day after Christmas would be the, hey, you don't know how to host a radio show caller day?
Yeah. Not like this happens every Thursday or anything.
We're going to end it with Levi in Bethesda. What's up, Levi?
Hello. I just want to say, leave you to all Eagles fans. I was at the game with my dad and my brother.
Yes.
They were so annoying. They were making these weird chants. They were so loud. And I just wanted to try to enjoy the game. But, of course, they had to make it worse. But, of course, when we won, they were all sad, and they're all sad. And then we were just saying, that was the Commanders. It was so funny. I knew that they were, like, probably crying. And it was, yep, that's why I hit the
Levi, Eagles. This is the exact call we needed, pal.
Yes.
How old are you, Levi?
I'm 12.
And are you a regular listener to Bleep You Thursday?
Yes, of course.
Well, I love it.
This is his dad, and maybe not this segment, but the other segments, he's definitely a big fan.
Hey, Levi, man, thank you for bringing some sense to all these boo-hoo adults that just do nothing but want participation trophies and avocado toast, Levi. You're telling the truth, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Happy holidays to you. Thank you, Dad. We appreciate that. Levi, absolutely the call of the day.
Yes.
Thank you, Levi. Some sanity. Some sanity.
Been raised right.
That's a good family right there. You got my full support. Peter Rosenberg joins us next.